We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Two teens shot in the city Thursday. One did not make it. This was in two separate incidents in Brooklyn and the Bronx.
Police say a fight over a social media post spilled out onto the street in the Melrose section of the Bronx around 4:15 p.m. When they arrived, they found a 17-year-old boy shot in the neck. He died a short time later at Lincoln Hospital. Jay lives in the area and is worried about the violence.
This is something that kids are going to do. These kids are going to have these kind of conflictions on social media. You know, online bullying is a thing.
An hour later, police say an 18-year-old was shot in the torso and grazed in the neck in Brownsville outside the Howard Houses. He was taken to Brookdale Hospital, where he is expected to survive. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in the Bronx.
18 city workers facing identity theft and other counts to bilk $1.2 million allegedly in pandemic unemployment benefits. And that's not all. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg.
Two indictments for manufacturing ghost guns, a third indictment for a conspiracy to defraud the pandemic unemployment assistance program, including through stealing the identities of homeless persons, and a fourth a burglary of a residence.
The group includes five people who work for the city's homeless services agency, a city cop, an MTA worker, and two postal service mail carriers. So guess who was at the State of the Union last night? George Santos, who is hoping to officially get back on the Hill.
Santos has been making money by sending messages to people on the site Cameo, but seemingly out of nowhere, he wrote on social media that he wants to shake things up and announced he will be returning to politics by challenging Nick LaLota for the seat in Congress. Santos filed paperwork with the Federal Election Commission as he made a surprise visit to watch the president's State of the Union address. How did he get in? Santos, even though he was expelled from Congress in December, still has certain privileges, including access to the House floor. LaLota's response, "I led the charge to expel George Santos. If finishing the job requires beating him in a primary, count me in." Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Huntington, Long Island.
Quite the twist in the story we had yesterday about that torso found in an apartment in Highbridge, the Bronx. 48-year-old Sheldon Johnson is now charged with murdering and dismembering 44-year-old Colin Small. Johnson, it turns out, is an ex-con who had become a criminal justice reform advocate and worked for the group The Queen's Defenders. Police say a search of his apartment in Harlem turned up the victim's arms, legs, and head. Johnson has previously served about 25 years for attempted murder. Last month, he was on Joe Rogan's podcast talking about how he was a former gang member who had turned his life around. Well, the song sounds good, but it's certainly not the reality. And so a call to action for equity on this International Women's Day.
Women around the world are being encouraged to take part in demonstrations today to demand equal pay, reproductive rights, education, and justice. Officially recognized by the United Nations in 1977, International Women's Day is commemorated in different ways and to varying degrees in places around the world. This year's global theme is Inspire Inclusion.
That's Jennifer Kuiper. Numbers from the Bureau of Labor Statistics show that in 2022, women earned 83 cents for every dollar earned by a man. Euromonitor International says women's average disposable income remains 31% lower than men worldwide. 1010 Wins Sports. If you think March Madness is only a college basketball thing, think again.
Yeah, Susan, Manasquan High School in New Jersey thought it had a buzzer beater the other day in a state semifinal game, and Warriors head coach Anthony Bilodeau told Jersey Jersey Sports Zone. What happened from there?
The basket was scored good. Place went crazy. And then I saw the three officials huddling with an NJSIA rep. And next thing I know, the basket's waved off and, you know, we're collecting uniforms.
Well, the shot was clearly in time. The Jersey Athletic Association admitting the basket should have counted, but nothing they could do to reverse the call. So a lawsuit was filed and rejected with the State Board of Education, the last hope for Squan, as Camden set to play Newark Arts in tomorrow's championship game at Rutgers. Mark Renee, 1010 Wins Sports on 92.3 FM.
I have a pet. He is a dog. And he says, woof, woof, woof. Woof, woof.
Thinking about getting a pet? Well, there's a big pet adoption event taking place this weekend in Bushwick. Animal Care Centers in New York and Best Friends Animal Society teaming up for this two-day pop-up event. It's at a really cool event space called The Spot, which is at 232 Verrett Street. Adoption fees for dogs and adult cats are waived, and all the animals come spayed or neutered, microchipped, and vaccinated. But if you're not sure, you know, if you're ready to commit, you can do a trial adoption.
Where it's almost like you're fostering the animal for a few weeks, trying to see how they fit into your life. And if it doesn't work, then you bring the animal back, but you've given it a try. So we also help you throughout the entire process. I mean, we have behavior consultants. We have nutrition consultants. So we help you. You're not alone in this. We give you assistance the whole way. So there's nothing to be nervous about.
ACC spokeswoman Katie Hansen, who tells us prospective adopters should come with your phone, a state-issued ID, and proof of address, so like a utility bill, for example. The event runs 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. both tomorrow and Sunday. Get more info in the pet section at 1010wins.com.
Are you hungry?
Well, if you own a Labrador Retriever, you already know they are always hungry. And now we find out why.
Labs are notorious eaters, but it turns out there is a reason why. According to a new study in the journal Science Adventures, about a quarter of all Labrador Retrievers and two-thirds of a less popular breed called a flat-coated retriever have a mutated gene that makes them think they're more hungry than they actually are. And at the same time, it makes them burn food more slowly. It's kind of a double whammy and something lab owners should keep in mind if they struggle to maintain their pet's weight. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Move over $1.50 hot dogs. Costco is leveling up its offerings.
You're so golden.
Oh, they recently had huge success selling $2,000 gold bars. In fact, they sold more than $100 million worth last quarter. Now they're moving on to silver. Finance Chief Richard Galante telling CNN the 25-count tubes of 1-ounce Canada Maple Leaf silver coins online sell for $675. The front of the coins features a maple leaf. King Charles is on the back. You can purchase up to five, and they are non-refundable.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.